Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right, this is the call-in hour of the show. We're doing this till Christmas. All the topics of the show and anything else on your mind that's germane, you can call in 800-905-0989. That is also coincidentally the text line number. So you can call in on that number or you can text in on it, 800-905-0989. Okay, Roger, I know you're filling in for Lee.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you were watching the news last week. You're blissfully retired otherwise, so maybe you were tuning it out. That's what I would do.
Right.
One of the most shocking stories the entire year, honestly, I'm going to probably put it in my top five countdown for the end of the year, was the fact we finally got the number from the National Counterterrorism Center. Joe Biden let in 18,000 terrorists, people on either the national or international terrorist watch list. By the way, our national terrorist watch list has about 1.1 million, so you can get an idea of the scope there. But 18,000 terrorists.
Yep, who were supposedly all wanted on active warrants.
Yes, so not kind of just people were describing as terrorists, to be dramatic, literally on these watch lists.
Yep.
Okay. Well, and I talked about in the last segment, 2,000 of those were brought here specifically by Joe Biden from Afghanistan on those planes. And what's so bad about that, Roger, is that we had another story last week where about 1,000 in, okay, about 1,000 terrorists in from those Afghan planes, Joe Biden was personally sent a memo saying, like, dude, you're letting terrorists in. There's terrorists on these planes. We just want to let you know, signed, you know, your counterterrorism officials.
Right, yes.
It was sent to him personally. He ignored it, kept going. Yeah. Let's just have the second 1,000 terrorists from Afghanistan, specifically on those planes, ended up here. And then the 18,000 terrorists come from the border, the rest of them, the 16,000 that come from the border. People who get this, right, this is so insane to me. They're so confident in the Democrats letting them in. They didn't sneak in, right? They turned themselves in, even though they're on terror watch lists.
Yeah.
That's how insane it got. We didn't understand the scope or the insanity of it, right?
Well, some people did, but you can't stop the democratic process of a voter registration drive on the strength of some memo, you know?
Yeah, no. I mean, look, I get what you're saying, Roger. Just because you're ISIS or Al-Qaeda does not mean that you would necessarily make a bad Democrat voter. I get it.
Yeah.
I do, right? In between bombings and, anyway.
Well, yeah. You'll have to find some time, surely, to get to the polls.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. In between, you know, bombings and whatnot. Anyway, Representative Eloy Crane sat down with Joe Kent, who's Trump's head of the National Counterterrorism Center, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a few details we might have missed last week.
Whoops.
That were kind of important, and I had wondered this too. When you say 18,000 terrorists, right?
Yeah.
I figured, it's probably 5,000 or 6,000 terrorists, and the rest are like, you know, narco terrorists, right? Like people that Trump now calls terrorists.
Small fry.
Yeah. Like, in other words, they're not like jihadists. They just want to sell some fentanyl. And if they get mad, you know, they can't. They might kill a few people, but probably not anyone you know, right?
Well, unlikely, yeah.
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 No. Mm-mm. No such luck. Listen to what Joe, because Joe Kent testified last week. That's why I'm talking about this, right? Listen to what Joe Kent, head of our National Counterterrorism Center, told Republican Representative Eli Crane about those 18,000 terrorists. This is incredible. It's from the Benny Show. That's from Benny's podcast. And I want you to hear it, though, because, oh, my gosh, this is terrifying.
I had Director Ken in my office this morning. I wanted to, you know, ask him some more questions about this. And the thing that he said to me that, you know, compounded the shock factor was he said, and those are just the ones that we know of. Okay. And I want to remind you, it took 19 operators to pull off 9/11, who I will remind you shared the same ideology as these 18,000. I asked Joe Kent to unpack that number for myself and other members of the Homeland Security Committee, because I was expecting he might say, well, you know, 5,000 of them are, you know, from ISIS, Al-Qaeda, other jihadi organizations, and the other, you know, 13,000 of them are cartel members who are now considered terrorist members because we just, you know, classified some of these cartels as terrorist organizations. No, that's not what he said. He said there were 2,000 Afghanis, and then the other 16,000 were from jihadi organizations like ISIS and Al-Qaeda right here in this country. And you know what else is scary that he told me? He said, in most cases, we can't even remove these people until they commit a crime.
Wow.
You know what we did, Roger? We spent, well, sorry, borrowed
$5
trillion, almost six, to go to Afghanistan and Iraq to fight them there. So we didn't have to fight them here. But then we went, oh, what the heck? And we bought, I mean, if you bring 18,000 of them, and they are legit terrorists, not narco-terrorists, they're ISIS, they're Al-Qaeda. We brought the terrorists here after fighting them there. Why do we even bother?
Indeed.
Just skip the wars and the debt and just bring the terrorists here.
That would have been a lot cheaper.
I know. I mean, this is the stupidity and the insanity. Now, listen, Representative Eli Crane then explains, you could think, well, okay, well, we'll hunt down these 18,000, right? We'll get them out of here. We'll just pick them up. We'll get them out of here. No such luck. Because he says of the way that Joe Biden brought them here. Listen to this.
Because of the way that the Democrats orchestrated that invasion and allowed many of them to claim asylum, they now have protection here in the United States until they commit a crime. And he told me this too. He said, in many cases, even if they do commit a crime, we cannot send them back to their country of origin because of their asylum claims and because we have anti-torture laws. So many of these countries commonly torture their people, and so we're not allowed to send them back to their country of origin. And I just wanted to bring that up to your audience, Benny, because to me, this is the biggest story in the country that is not getting covered.
Yep.
Benny, I'm telling you right now, Americans are going to die. A lot of Americans are going to die. And this could have been completely preventable by not allowing these people in. And once again, Benny, it is death by Democrats. And I hate to make it partisan.
No, you make it partisan, please. I mean, because we didn't do this. And in fact, Republicans were pointing this out the whole time. Roger, wait a minute. Hold on. These people getting on the planes in Afghanistan. Because remember, the people who really helped us, the translators, the guides, all of those people, they didn't get on the planes. They got killed. Because the reason they didn't get on the planes was we put the Taliban in charge of the evacuation. They couldn't go through the checkpoints. They couldn't even get to the airport. The only people who could get through were those that the Taliban let through. And they weren't letting you through if you helped Americans. Everybody forgets this. I played them at the time, the Fox News interviews with people trapped in Afghanistan. They were terrified. They were hiding because they thought the Taliban would kill them. The point was they couldn't get out.
No, they were actually within sight of the airport and they were afraid to go anywhere.
Yes.
Sure, they were hiding in ditches.
Only the jihadis could get out.
Yeah.
The fellow travelers of the Taliban, the ISIS, the Al-Qaeda, they could get out. That's how 2,000 of them ended up on the plane that we know of. And they're here. This is a huge problem.
Yeah. Well, you know, if I can offer you some reassurance.
Okay, good.
By quoting, I was just looking at the FBI website, FBI.gov, under Threat Screening Center. Big, bold letters. I quote, "The Threat Screening Center, TSC, keeps the American people safe by sharing terrorism-related information across the U.S. government and with other law enforcement agencies." So, sleep well, America.
You know what I wonder? I wonder why we haven't had these attacks yet. There's something holding these people back in mass. Lack of a command, something.
It does imply a command and control structure, you know.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting about this? We had the reporting earlier, you know, this year that Al-Qaeda was bragging that they had thousands of operatives inside the country waiting to attack, waiting for the sign, the signal, right? They could do it anytime they wanted. And it turns out, I guess they're not bluffing. I think they're serious. They're here. And they haven't gotten a signal for some reason. I don't know what they're waiting for, but I have a feeling we're going to find out.
Well, that's one of the most important tactics of fifth column. We used to call them fifth columnists, is to get yourselves in place.
Yes.
And then keep them quiet and put them on ice and strike when the sky is blue.
Yeah. I wonder what they're waiting for. I can't help but wonder if maybe what they're waiting for is, you know, just to wreck a good Trump economy the way COVID did last time. I don't know. There's a plan here, though. There's a reason they got him here. There's a reason they brought him in. And I think we're going to find out what it is. It's very frightening.
There's a fine line between prudence and paranoia put up. Telling you. Yeah.
And again, just to be clear, these aren't people that we sort of think, hey, he's kind of a friend of a jihadi. No, these are people on terror watch lists.
Yeah. They got the credentials.
They do. And they're not narco-terrorists. And I, it's really bad, that, you know, when the Democrats screwed up so badly, Roger, that you hope they're narco-terrorists. You know what I mean? Like, that'd be really, really fantastic. He's the head of the Jalisco cartel. Welcome, Jose. We're so glad you're not ISIS.
What a relief.
Yeah, you're only going to kill your own kind.
Oh, man. I mean, you're going to drive up rent prices in Miami, but otherwise.
You know.
Okay.
Exactly. Bring a little fentanyl here and there, but you know. All right. We'll be right back.
See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
And this is the call-in hour. Give us a call right now on the call-in line, 800-905-0989. You can also text us on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. Gene in Greenville calling on the COVID mRNA vaccine.
Yes, I want. First off, I want to commend you for having followed up on some of the summary scientific aspects of the pathogenesis of these diseases that result from the COVID vaccine. There is a pattern here that I've seen from reports that I've looked at and what I've heard, and also from you. This is about the myocarditis you mentioned occurring in men, but not all men. Particularly young men. Well, there's a pattern of this pathogenesis that's been, at least in inbred mice, that had been noted back in the 1980s, and was caused by a virus called the Coxsackie B3 virus. And the underlying cause of this, or the underlying correlation to this, has to do with the nature of the immunogenetics. So what I'm suggesting here is that those antigens or those host factors that regulate our immune response and are particularly important in tissue transplantation responses is probably undergirding this. So I would hope that somebody at NIH is taking the time, or in some immunopathology lab is taking the time to identify the tissue typing of these individuals that have died and those that have not died that have taken this vaccine. That's a very, very critical element in identifying a susceptible population.
Yeah, you know.
Did I make myself clear?
kind of. But you know, I have a journalism degree, not biology degree. You know what would be a really good idea instead of just putting a black box warning on these shots?
Yeah.
Why don't we just stop giving them to people? It is.
Well, I agree. No, I don't disagree with you at all. I do agree. Because tissue typing is very, very expensive. And very, very time-consuming. And we're not going to do... I mean, and this, my commentary applies in general to almost every vaccine that's out there. And quite often, you want to go by family history as to the possibility of your vulnerability to an anaphylactic or a malevolent response to any vaccine, or even a contagious disease. So that's where I stand.
Yeah, it is amazing to me every day that those vaccines remain on the market. I'm literally blown away with it. I can't think of another product that, you know, literally has killed 38,000 people, according to VAERS, in the last, 3.5 years? And, I mean, can you think of any product besides cars that has killed that many people that we allow in our society to exist? Nothing like it. We just shrug our shoulders and go on. And even now we have Stanford pointing out the deadliness of it, joining foreign studies on this, particularly that the COVID shot hurts, kills men, causes myocarditis. And we've had the admission now that at least 10 children are dead from the shot, but that the number is likely a lot higher. They just did. It was a small sample size. And, you know, we're just, your doctor can put one in your arm today. Many are probably still recommending it, having maybe not followed up on Google and seen what's gone on. And this has gone mainstream now, which is really crazy. And you have the mainstream media from New York Times, Washington Post, admitting, COVID vaccine can kill you. Well, why would you take it? I don't know. Doesn't cure COVID. Doesn't stop COVID. Makes you slightly more likely to get COVID. I'm not really sure what the purpose of the project actually is. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, the more you teach me about the Bush family, the more I am beginning to think the Dixie Chicks might have been on it to something. You're talking about George Bush. He's got a foundation trashing Donald Trump for not keeping the Afghans, with, you know, the Afghan refugees, without mentioning that so far we have just learned 2,000 of them are wanted terrorists. And that's why he paused the immigration process. Many of them are in the pipeline. They're on their way to becoming Americans. They're very deep, very far along in the pipeline on the way to becoming Americans. And Trump, not being homicidal, went, oh my gosh, these people are actual terrorists. We got to pause all these approvals. We've also got to pause the immigration from Afghanistan, because we got to go through every single one of these people Joe Biden went in and let in and figure out, like, who are they? And they believe there are more in there. And Bush doesn't want to. He just wants to just let them all in. We'll find out who's a terrorist and who's not, by who attacks who. Meanwhile, folks, I don't know if you heard this. Incredible interview. Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence, so the top spy in the country, the top cop. She is the Director of National Intelligence, sees all the intel from all of our intel agencies. They're on top of them. So over the CIA, you know, NSA, FBI, she sees it all. And she went on last week with Kayleigh McEnany. Kayleigh McEnany asks her, you know, like, how on earth did the Director of National Intelligence miss 18,000 terrorists? How did that happen? Her name was Avril Haines, and she served during the entirety of the Biden administration. Did she just not notice the terrorists coming in, or she didn't? I'll let Tulsi break it down. The first person you hear on this, of course, is Kayleigh McEnany, and then Tulsi Gabbard's response.
Let's look at Avril Haines. This is your predecessor. And I just was shocked. I went back and I looked, you know, how long was Avril Haines holding the post that you're holding? She served for 4 years. You can see here on the screen, 4 years she served. You know, I'm sure when you came in, you were looking at some intelligence she left behind. Over 4 years, she somehow missed that 18,000 known or suspected terrorists were coming into the country. Did they not care? Did they just miss it?
We're finding some very disturbing things about vetting. For example, of that 18,000 number, 2,000 we know were part of the a group of over 100,000 Afghan migrants who came here after President Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. 2,000 Afghan migrants who we know are known or suspected terrorists. We started digging deeper in our National Counterterrorism Center. We've had whistleblowers come forward who were working there at that time, who were conducting the kind of thorough vetting that the American people deserve and expect from our professionals. And they were told, hurry up, don't do the thorough vetting that you normally do, because we have to hurry up and get these people into the United States. What we are seeing right now is the exact result, where we have a direct threat on the lives of the American people.
Yeah. I did it on purpose. And these people are whistleblowing now, going, like, you know, we wanted to vet them. We tried to vet them. They wouldn't let us. And this is what you get. And now George Bush swoops in. This is just incredible watching these people. And he swoops in insisting we keep them all. Gotta keep them. Why? Because they vote 92% Democrat. I mean, yeah. I listened to Tulsi Gabbard. She's with Kayleigh McEnany. Kayleigh McEnany says, okay, but these people want, you know, the whistleblowers wanted to vet them. The Biden administration wouldn't let them. Why wouldn't they let them? And in the end, Tulsi Gabbard admits it. They just didn't care.
There's a direct correlation to at best, the lackadaisical approach, you could say, that the Biden administration took. In my view, it is far worse than that, that they did not care to fulfill the fundamental responsibility that any president of the United States has to ensure the safety, security, and freedom of the American people.
So how did Avril Haines, sitting there as the Director of National Intelligence, preside over the importation of 18,000 terrorists in 4 years? She knew. They knew. People wanted to vet them. They wouldn't let them. And in the end, Tulsi Gabbard says, the Biden administration, Avril Haines, Department of National Intelligence, they just didn't care. They just didn't care. And now it looks like we may not be able to get them out. And you know what, folks? This is going to be one of these cases where we're either going to need change to immigration law, Or where did Trump's going to have to go to court to try to find a way? You can't keep 18,000 terrorists because they came in as asylees. And that's the worst part, as we're hearing from Representative Elon Crane about the way that Joe Biden brought him in. It wasn't just we let him in at the border. They're asylees. In other words, asylum. And when you are an asylee and you come from a country, this is how our laws are written. They're being used against us by Democrats. You come from a country where your government might hurt, torture, or kill you, i.e. Afghanistan, Yemen, Iraq. You're a terrorist. You're ISIS. You're Al-Qaeda. We can't send you back because you're here as an asylee, even though you're also a terrorist. We can't send you back. You might be tortured. Violates U.S. law. Nobody who wrote those laws ever anticipated that Democrats would try to bring terrorists here as asylees on purpose.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Gonna jump on the line with John in Charlotte. Hey, John. Calling about Fulton County.
Sarah. Hey, I've been listening to you for years. I just want to say this, a couple things real quick. Doesn't this evidence that came out about the election that we knew was fraudulent in Georgia, doesn't that help Rudy Giuliani? He got a really big, massive $1 million judgment against him from two election officials. I think one election official and her sister out of Fulton County for defamation. And then I don't think the statute is going to be a big problem if they pull all this in with the grand conspiracy that they're looking at in Georgia right now.
Well, okay. So great question. And I'll kind of give you an idea. 318,000 votes in violation of law. because the elections officials, number one, didn't sign the tapes, but also never signed off on what are called the zero tapes. In other words, you've got to roll the machine back to zero to prove, you know, they don't have it. It's not preloaded with 18,000 Biden votes. They didn't. 32 out of 37 precincts refused to sign that they had seen the zero. You know, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to put your signature on. It means that the night before you verified that the machine was turned off and closed down. And it also means that when you turned it back on in the morning, you rolled it to zero. You're supposed to take a picture of that and sign it. Right? It's all supposed to be there's no pictures. Don't exist. No signatures on the zero tapes. In other words, there's no way to know how many votes, if any, were loaded onto the machines beforehand. Okay, so all of that is going on right now. What you're talking about is Rudy Giuliani in the libel case where he specifically said that two women, I think, were scanning, double scanning, you know, votes or ballots at night. I don't know if this is going to help Rudy Giuliani at all, because that's a libel case, and to get yourself out of a libel case, you have to prove, you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, yes, they did it. They personally did it, the people that Rudy Giuliani had to pay. So far, this latest discovery that Trump was correct about Fulton County, and that the votes shouldn't have been counted and that they should have been, you know, thrown out. They were going to put him in prison for saying that in a phone call. All of that doesn't, I mean, at least not so far, doesn't help Rudy Giuliani. There's no proof in there that specific individuals that he named did something or didn't do something. It's not in there. What's interesting, though, is video that's now come out showing somebody double scanned ballots. I was watching some of this last night, and you can literally tell that certain ballots, and we even have the ballot numbers, were scanned more than once, because the way that the bubbles were filled in, where it was very, very distinctive, the handwriting was extremely distinctive. It's supposed to be an individual voter's. It wasn't. And it's clearly in the ballot images, ballots counted more than once. Now you're thinking, why is this coming out now? Well, I think it's because the federal statute of limitations on election fraud have expired. They're 5 years. We're just past the 5 years, unfortunately. That's part of it. But I also think what's going on right now is there was a guy who was suing under FOIA law, because these election, there's supposed to be a picture of every ballot. And they're supposed to be available for inspection. Fulton County said, pound sand, we're not going to show them to you. Well, now we know why they don't want to show them to us. And they charged him $15,000 to get the tapes. He finally got them. And that's how Fulton County was just forced to admit, okay, we kind of didn't get any of these signatures that are required by law in order to count the votes. In other words, in order for the votes to count. These votes were illegal. And they hid it for 5 years. So in answer to your question, no, this doesn't help Rudy Giuliani at this point, but it does help Trump. And if you think about it, this is what's so just awe-inspiring about this. Fulton County broke election law. Those 318,000 votes should have never been certified. Trump was right when he called Raffensperger. Trump was supposed to be on trial where? In Fulton County on election day for making that phone call where it turns out he was right and Fulton County was in violation of law. We were told, and yet, here's what's incredible. Fani Willis got people to plead guilty to the conspiracy to overturn that election. And again, I think some people, it was mainly people around Trump who were just like, wow, I mean, I can't even afford the millions of dollars to defend myself, and I'll take a sweet plea deal. So I don't have to, you know, I don't have to go to prison. Yeah. Trump. Very well, if Fani Willis did not turn out to be a criminal herself who was defrauding the county, overpaying her boyfriend, and then he was giving her cash and trips and other kinds of stuff. If she hadn't gotten busted committing crime herself, Donald Trump might be the president of the United States serving from a Georgia prison right now. I'm serious. He was supposed to be in court being tried for, it turns out, nothing but telling the truth about Fulton County on election day. That was the plan. And there, but for the grace of God, it didn't happen. Again, only because Fani Willis was caught in the act of committing what are, quite frankly, crimes for other people. She's a Democrat, so. Yeah. But it it totally upended the case, and that's why it never happened before the election. And the scary thing about it is a lot of people always text me, well, can't he just pardon himself? No, not on state convictions, only on federal. He doesn't have the power. So, I mean, literally, we could have seen Donald Trump, that would have been a Democrat jury, having to serve his presidency from a prison in Georgia for no reason. But the good news is we got the tapes. We know what Fulton County does. We know those votes were illegal. And hopefully someone will watch better next time. And yeah. Texter writes, hey, Tara, on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, your terrorist numbers are understated, talking about the 18,000 Joe Biden let in. What about the numbers they will train? Yeah, I know. Texter writes, can't wait to see does the asylum law hold up in court if terrorists from Muslim countries leapfrogged all the way here to the USA when asylum law is to be the next neighboring country? Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, the problem is that the Biden administration gave them that designation, so I'm not a legal expert on it. I don't know. We're going to have to see. This is not the last we've heard of this. I'll tell you that. All right, we'll be right back. Kevin Bass, who writes for Newsweek and the New York Post, writing online about the Somali fraud, just out of Minnesota, at least $9 billion worth of Medicaid cash. Here's what he writes. Imagine a $1 million home. Wouldn't that be nice to have one of those? You ever driven by one? You're like, wow, that'd be cool to live that way. Imagine a $1 million home. There's enough Medicaid fraud in Minnesota to buy 9,000 of them. That's half the GDP of Afghanistan and 3/4 of the GDP of Somalia, stolen from one state with an assist from Democrats. Who the New York Times, don't take it up with me, it's not my opinion. New York Times interviewed the attorney for the convicted Somali fraudsters who said, well, they really felt like, they really felt like that the Democrats wanted them to have the money. They didn't want to stop them. They just kept replenishing it and out the door it went. It's incredible. By the way, Governor Tim Walz, who thank God is not the vice president. Governor Tim Walz of that state, the guy who not only presided over all of it, but also reportedly threatened whistleblowers who tried to stop it. Speaking at what he thought was a private event last week, was supposed to be media free, it was a fundraiser, vowing that he wants to let in more Somalis and expand the fraudulent program.
The antidote to that is positive actions to improve lives that go against what they're trying to do. So instead of demonizing our Somali community, we're going to do more to welcome more in and welcome people there. Instead of cutting the program, we're going to enhance them.
Instead of cutting the programs, we're going to enhance them. This was a little over a week ago that he said that, but he has to know the fraud was over $9 billion by then. Because I knew that. Garrett Tenney broke it about a week and a half ago on Fox. So I truly believe the guy who oversaw it had to know that. If, at a minimum, he'd be told that by the federal prosecutors who were pursuing it. And what is he saying when he thinks there's no media to record it? We want more Somali immigrants. We want to expand these programs. Why? So you can rob taxpayers blind again? And keep the grift going? Unbelievable. Texter writes, Texter writes, did you know? No, I'm going to read that one. Texter writes, Tara, I wouldn't be surprised if the attack plan wasn't centered around a Christian holiday like Christmas or Easter, especially during the 250th birthday of the USA. The two things, yeah, he's talking about the 18,000 terrorists that they hate and want to destroy. Folks, we haven't heard the last of them. They're up to something, I guarantee it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.